Welcome to Step 4 of the Do It section of Choose to Be Rich. In Step 1, you determined where you are today financially. In Step 2, you set your financial goal. Then in Step 3, we talked about getting control of your cash flow management. You're ready, and we're ready, to help you move to the right side of the cash flow quadrant. It's time to become an investor. It's time to move from working for money to having your money work for you. When we talk about you moving to the right side of the quadrant, we are not telling you to quit your job. Not at all. It's important to understand that your job or your profession is what you do during the day. That's what you get your paycheck for. It's very important to understand we are talking about what you do with the money when you get it. It's not what you do to get the paycheck. It's what you do when you receive the paycheck.
Remember, Rich Dad told you, it's not how much money you make. It's how much money you keep. And you don't want to quit your job because you need to have that money coming in that you make. What these next sections are going to deal with is what you do with that money now that you have it. How do you become an investor?
Absolutely. And there are three primary directions we're going to talk about. In Step 4, we're going to talk about two primary ways to invest. One is through buying stocks, bonds, paper assets. They actually represent companies or businesses behind them.
And actually, those are other people's companies. That's something important to remember. You're investing in someone else's company, and it's their management that will help decide how much that stock is ultimately worth.
Which means you don't have control over what's happening in that company, but you are investing and believing that that company will be successful. The second area we're going to talk about is investing in real estate.
Real estate, as you might know, is a passion for Rich Dad, and so we'll go into great depth on that. Now, though, we're going to talk about investing in paper assets.
Absolutely. And before we get into that, Diane, let's talk about most people's plan. They have a financial plan. Your plan is to be secure, comfortable, or to be rich. But actually, in today's society, most people are really planning to be poor. Isn't that right?
Planning to be poor? Who on earth would make that their plan, Sharon?
Well, they don't realize it's their plan, but we've all heard, well, when I retire, my income is going to go down. That's the left side of the quadrant.
And in fact, if primarily your investments are now in a 401k plan or a SEP or an IRA, these are all pension plans that are currently not income. And the whole premise is that you're later going to take that amount into income at a time when your income is less. In other words, that tax strategy, that tax plan works if you're planning to be poor.
That's absolutely right. You're thinking of money that you're receiving because of your efforts as an employee or a professional. You're going to receive less money because, of course, you're not going to be working. So all you're going to be receiving is money that you've put away in a retirement or an IRA plan.
Now, before everyone gets excited and cashes out their 401k plans, let's talk just for a second. If you are an employee, a 401k plan can be a wonderful way to save. In fact, many companies will actually match the money you put aside. The danger is if that's all you're doing. If your whole plan is that someday I plan to be poor, well, that isn't Rich Dad's philosophy.
Rich Dad's philosophy believes that the 401k pension plan is saving, not investing. And saving is an integral part of your plan to be secure, but it's not necessarily investing. There's a difference between saving and investing.
Just like with other elements as we've gone through them in the steps, you've learned that the products aren't bad. The problem is what we learn to call them. So this is a good distinction on a definition. Your 401k plan, your pension plan, your SEP are savings plans. Don't fool yourself into thinking this is your investment. Investing is something different.
Absolutely. And the other area that we conclude in that savings category when we talk about Rich Dad's philosophy is investing in mutual funds. Mutual funds can be a very important part of your plan to be secure and possibly even part of your plan to be comfortable. For instance, if you are working very hard at your job and you're investing a lot of your personal time to grow a business right now, you may not have the time to spend on analyzing company stocks. You may need to call on a financial advisor, call on a stockbroker, and ask them to help you invest your money because you don't have time to do the research necessary to invest otherwise. But it's important that you have those people on your team.
So, Sharon, if our listeners' plan is to be rich, do they need a 401k plan? Do they want a 401k plan?
Well, absolutely. If your plan is to be rich, you still have to have a plan for secure and comfort. For instance, Diane, my husband and I have three plans. We have a plan for security, we have a plan for comfort, and we have a plan to be rich. We both maximize the 401k opportunities that we have through our businesses. We also maximize any other savings opportunities we have that might actually provide us a tax deduction currently. But those actions we take are part of our plans to be secure and comfortable. Our investing is part of our plan to be rich. That does not include 401ks and mutual funds. However, they are an important part of our portfolio.